and trimmed down to about 14 or 16 inches. And every one of them, I got a pin. Now, if he'd ever catch a fire, they're going to be a fire in this country. But it's solid lighter. You lay that, it puts your seal on the inside and all, on both sides, weatherboard on the outside. But you can smell that lighter when it's hot weather, hot nights and all. You can smell it through that.
Yeah.
But I taken and went there, and then, now it's old man Joe. That's where he first lived, him and Miss and they married in 1896. And they lived there, there wasn't one room to that house. And if you went ahead and built that other room, put a hole through it. And then they built the two sheds on that. And they had old gin out there that was pulled by a mule, went around gin cotton and all that. Had a long old pole on it. I come by there one day and me and Mama going up to Ed's and Leela's in about 1919.
Yeah.
And there was a goat up on top of that beam, and it setting up, that pole was about 640 or maybe 60 feet long, as long as they could get.
That's a big gin.
Yeah, and that's where they go ahead, you know, and they drive the wagon up there and they rake the cotton out the back.
Yeah.
And they run it down through there. And they had a big wheel there that turned and then had them little wheels back down there and it got out of them saws I got, and that thing would run up a mess. I used to take them stand around there and watch them, and they'd take rake that cotton out and he'd pull down in there and he'd get out of them saws. Them saws would be going, and that old mule just taking his time, but it had a big wheel. And they run off on that little wheel, and that big wheel would cat that thing. That wheel was, shoot, it was bigger from here and yonder to the backside of that kitchen, about 20 foot, you know, dime across there. I got, and that big wheel would turn that other. I just love to watch. I used to take the caps off and pull them in there. I got to see them. And they'd take and go down there and fall on the floor, and that nigga would pitch them back out there. I used to do it up out in Moy's gin like that.
Yeah. But Moy's was, that's in.
And cuff it up there.
Are they still ginning up there?
No, they had ginning in years now since all the gin is now down that chairman. James Fay and them, they got that down there to go ahead and...
Hell, hardly nobody raises cotton anymore, do they?
No, there's plenty of it down below Sherman, back up in here. Nothing. They don't raise enough of pines and cows. And but down there below Sherman, I went down there, Jimmy's down there, there's fields down there, hell, they ain't even picked not the first bowl of it. They planted too much or something, I don't know what happened. Yeah. The field is plumb white when they went in there to take and, you know, and cut it in and all.
Mm-hmm.
And cotton stalks are going near by high as that door.
Yeah.
But there are people now that there ain't nothing in cotton. We had 10 acres up yonder. But you can't, cotton is a thing, if you ain't got a heap of it, you ain't got nothing. Reed got 12 acres. We had 10.
Mm-hmm.
That place up there. But we just take and turn it all in. They turn it in, they take it down that shelf.
Yeah. Mr. Reese, y'all used to farm up in this area, didn't you?
Right? Yeah.
What did they do? Just take it and turn it all back into lumber?
Yeah, they take one ahead and take and turn the peanut acres back in up there, and all that place over there where that I live for, I don't know when Sarah and all them was born, for about 13 years. They got all that set out in pine. Ain't nobody farm none in there. I got a minute that we taken and we moved from over there. I got in all that trouble and everything. The minute that Papa moved his last bit, they tore the damn house down and moved. He moved everything.
Yeah.
I got, if he had Barn for Title on it and Old Castle Lord and Taylor, they would have had took the whole thing over. And I was begging Papa all the time I was in jail. I stayed in jail up that 7 months. And I begged him to go ahead and sell the timber. And he could have sold the place even.
Uh-huh.
But he wouldn't do it. He was saying it for Sarah and JJ. I got to wind up. Didn't nobody get none of it. They sent me to the chain gang, and they went ahead. And when he moved a bit, they went tail and Caflo went in there and told her how to half toe down, and they went to cut the timber then. and he didn't have anything. He's going to act honest about it and wind up. They was acting the dog. Both of them right now dead and in hell. If they ain't, they ought to be. Both of them. So I'm going to tell you, they take and went through. The honest people, they taking advantage of them. Just like old man Watson right up yonder. Now he think that, now he didn't beat me out, he took it. Ever since September in 74, the 8th of September,